You lead me along the hotel corridor by my hand, stopping in front of one of the many anonymous doors. I know why we're here, I think. You haven't told me exactly, but we've talked about this before. I also saw the advert you posted looking for a suitable participant. This is a very specific fantasy. The man involved needs to fulfill very specific criteria for it to work. But finding one is delicate. Your advert just said he needed to be older, and that looks otherwise don't matter. That isn't entirely true. But I know you know that. No doubt whomever is waiting for us behind this door was carefully chosen. You curl your fingers under my chin, tilting my head up to look at you. You will be a good girl now, you say. I nod, although this clearly wasn't a question. I've told him he can do anything he wants. Condoms are required, and a safe word. Otherwise, he has a blank canvas. I frown a little. I don't have a safe word. I wouldn't know what to do with one if I did. You know this already, so it can be no accident that you have given this false security. You're going to stay, though? I ask. You answer the question underneath. Yes, baby, I'll take care of you. I smile through my nerves and nod. Blank canvas. You undo another button on my shirt and open the door. I know this man. I mean, I don't know him exactly, but I've seen his type in image after image, clip after clip. Men who look like him are in almost all the porn I seek out. The rest, of course, look like you. He is, as your advert stated, older. But more importantly, he's also heavily overweight. He looks up as we enter and steps easily across the small room, taking your hand and shaking it warmly. He is clearly comfortable in his own skin. I wonder for a moment if you've made a mistake, if you've chosen someone too friendly, too affable for this fantasy. But when I look up to meet his gaze, I see that he is already appraising my body with a smug satisfaction that makes me shiver a little.
Yes, just as you described, he says. And very enthusiastic, you reply. As I said, she's really quite desperate to be used by a man like you.
Is she? He says with a smirk.
He steps suddenly very close to me.
He says you have a fetish for men like me, making air quotes with his fingers. Is that right?
I nod mutely and feel myself flame scarlet.
You want to be fucked by a fat old man, do you, girl? A bubble of laughter under his words.
Yes, I stammer. Before this moment, the ethics of this fantasy have troubled me. My real fetish is for disgust, for feeling abject in the face of being used by a man whose body repels me. I have worried at times that this would be an exploitation, that my distaste at being touched, being used, being fucked by someone I find physically repulsive would be unfair, non-consensual even. But his eyes on me, predatory and amused, tell me that this is not a surprise to him, and that on the contrary, far from feeling exploited by being the object of my fetish for disgust, he revels in provoking such powerful feelings. Stepping back, he turns to you again.
Are you joining in?
I might in a while, you say, walking to the hotel room fridge and plucking the miniature whiskey from the minibar.
When are the others due to arrive?
Others, I think. Before I can ask the question, you reply,
Oh, they should be here in an hour or so. I thought you'd appreciate having her to yourself for a little while first.
Very considerate, he says, nodding his approval. Please yourself for now, you tell him. I'll watch for a bit.
Oh, I absolutely intend to, he says, smirking. And I feel a shudder pass through me involuntarily.
Come here then, girl. Let's take a proper look at you. Sitting on the end of the bed, he positions me between him and the room's full-length mirror.
Strip for me, he says. Make it slow and sexy. Make me believe you want me.
I hesitate and glance at you. In the moment it takes for my gaze to move from him, he raises his hand and slaps me sharp across the cheek. The sudden sting makes me gasp.
I know you don't, you stupid girl. Even if I didn't know before, I can see it very clearly now. But you're going to lie. You're going to pretend for me.
Tears brimming on my eyelids, I step back and begin slowly to unbutton the remaining buttons on my shirt. Sliding it off my shoulders, I feel his eyes boring into my flesh. I reach behind to undo my bra and he gestures for me to stop.
Keep it on and just slip your tits out of the cups, he says with a sneer. They're not much, are they? I'd hoped for a bit more, to be honest.
Somehow, wearing the lacy fabric, but still being so exposed, feels worse, more obscene than being naked. His fingers are sharp as he sinks them into each breast in turn. Now the rest, he murmurs, sliding his hand over his crotch. I slip my skirt to the floor and kick off my shoes with it. The bareness of my cunt seems to please him and he hums in appreciation. He says, that will do. Turn around. Facing the mirror is hard. I don't meet my own gaze, keeping my eyes to the floor instead. He barks a harsh, nasty laugh and grips my hair from behind. Look, he hisses in my ear. Look what a pathetic little cunt you are. The tears spill down my cheeks now as I see myself reflected. His grip on my hair tightens and he pulls me up onto my tiptoes. Tell me you see a desperate whore. Tell me you're a worthless fuckhole that's grateful for any attention from any cock. I barely manage to whisper the words. His laughter is cruel and knowing. He tells me I disgust him. Who could blame him? At this moment, I disgust myself. There is a blankness about you that makes me entirely comfortable that I am going to discard you when I'm done, he tells me.
Don't you agree? He directs at you. Oh, yes, you murmur distractedly. She's very disposable. A blank canvas is only worth marking once.
A blank canvas, he repeats smugly, forcing me around to bend over the end of the bed. I hear the unmistakable sound of a belt sliding from its loops.
Yes, you confirm, and before the syllable is complete, the buckle of his belt crashes against my thighs. The explosion of pain makes me scream. I gasp for a breath, but don't complete it before the metal lands against my flesh again. The power and speed with which he strikes me overwhelms all sense I have of time or self-control.
He pauses for a moment, and I feel movement on the bed in front of me. You kneel on my arms, pinning me in place, and take my hair in your hand to guide my mouth onto your cock. I am so grateful for your attention. I barely notice that he has stopped hurting me until he returns and shoves his hand roughly between my legs, spreading them wide apart over the edge of the bed. I hear the zip of a bag being undone, and you tell him to wait a moment while you get off the bed. I wouldn't do for her to be bounced around while you do that, you say, and I'm not staying much longer. My attempt at understanding what you mean is entirely destroyed by the sudden, sharp pain in my left inner labia as he gently, but insistently, presses the tip of a needle through the soft flesh. Everything in the world disappears for me but this. As he tugs the needle across and then through the opposing fold of skin, the rough yarn attached to it pulls them together. Through the fog of pain, I hear voices speaking. Yours, but not his. He continues to thread the yarn through my flesh, drawing my cunt entirely closed. Each stitch further forcing me out of my mind and into the smallest of pinpoints. I lay still and quiet, my world reduced to the pain for I don't know how long once he has finished. Gradually, my awareness begins to return, and I realize there is a party of sorts taking place in the room behind me. I hear the man laughing loudly, exclaiming, "Yes, yes, a canvas, exactly." Another voice replies, "And a rather foolish one, it seems, if she doesn't really enjoy it." "Oh, apparently she has a fetish for disgust, does she?" "Yeah, the guy who brought her said she's into this." "Oh, no, 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 I think he's gone now." I feel movement behind me as someone positions themselves between my legs. The pain of my sewn together cunt is absolutely the worst it can be, I think. Until pressure against my ass shows me their intentions. I don't know when they finally enter me. I am no longer present in my body. It feels after some time that more than one man may have used my ass this way, but I have no way to keep track of what is happening to me. There is movement across my body. Conversation. Laughter. After a lifetime of agony, the yarn across my cunt is suddenly cut. The rush of the blood returning makes me pass out. When I come to, the room is quiet. Empty. I slide off the edge of the bed and curl up on the floor. I see my reflection through bleary eyes. Glimpses of bruises and blood and ink coalesce into words written on my body. Stupid. Cunt. Pathetic. I try to breathe through the pain. These are all true, I know. Cum dump. I frown and slowly reach my fingers between my ass cheeks, and the half-dried stickiness tells me that this, too, is true. The final word that swims into focus in handwriting I recognize as yours is disposable.